Hi, I'm Bryant Reeves of the Vancouver Grizzlies, and you're listening to CITR 101.9.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. Good evening.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antonio. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. There's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep them moving, and that's what tortures me.
Welcome to Wiener's Barbecue here on 101.9 FM CITR Radio. Big applause. Big applause. Vancouver, British Columbia, every Tuesday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. With us right now, we got a lot to get into. Playoff time getting going. Casey Archibald, the star, the man for the UBC Thunderbird men's basketball team, and Vern Knopp, assistant coach. Did you like that intro I just gave you there, Casey?
Very generous, very generous.
Very generous. Are you a Johnny Cash fan? Did you know that song?
I didn't know it, but I enjoyed it. I'm not going to lie.
You never saw Walk the Line?
Not yet. I think we watched it on the bus, but I think I fell asleep.
You knew the song, Bert.
I knew the song. I've seen the movie. Good movie.
Well done. Well done. And you know what I have to do tonight at 8 o'clock, just before we go on?
What's that?
It's bad. This has become bad. I now have a problem.
Uh-oh.
I now officially have a problem. Is at 8 o'clock... I have to turn on Fox and watch American Idol. It's happened.
Wow.
It's happened. I'm done for. I don't know what to do anymore.
Admitting that on air.
I have to admit it, because normally, because I watch the first ones, yeah. You know, where the guys try out and they flunk out and all that. I watch those, and I said to myself, you know what? This is the ones people watch. I've never watched these other ones. They do this... They, like, choose the people to go on now. I don't even know what happens. And I thought to myself, I just said to myself, I'll watch the beginning, and then I'm done. You know, I'm like everybody else, no big deal. And last night, I'm flicking through the guide, what's on today, and I see American Idol at 8 o'clock, and I'm like, sweet. That's what I said in my brain. So at 8 o'clock tonight, I have to turn on Fox and watch American Idol. What do you got there?
That's Coach Hansen calling
in. Is that Coach Hansen? Well, if you want, you can call in 822-2487.
Okay, well, he's probably listening right now.
822-2487, Coach, and we'll put you on the air. But, yeah, I have to do that. I suck, hey? I mean, that's really all there is to it.
I'm sure Vern will be watching with you. So
yeah, no, I can assure you it won't be.
Well, Coach, we were talking about this just before we went on the air. We have no more National Football League here.
Nope, no more.
So, you know, maybe American Idol is filling the void. Coach Kevin Hansen of the UBC Thunder men's basketball team with us right now on the air. What do you got to say for yourself, Coach?
I want you to sing us a little jingle right now.
A little?
I want you to be the next American Idol. You kind of got the routine down.
American Idol. Okay. What? I got to think. What song do you want, Coach? What genre? I mean, I know my music a little.
You know your own limitations.
Okay.
That choice should be yours.
All right. How about Neil Diamond?
I'll call my wife and she might want to listen to this too, but don't hurt Neil Diamond. Give us a little bit.
Well, of course, I'm not going to do too much here. I mean, please. All right,
you're going to sing back up for you.
All right, you ready? A little Neil Diamond.
I hope Vancouver's ready for this, but go ahead.
I will say is the UBC baseball team.
Wiener.
Yeah.
Give it to us.
Okay. I am Jewish, too. That's why I chose Neil. I got to choose the fellow Jew, you see.
That's got squat to do with it. Just sing.
Okay. All right.
You and Weaver can go and do your thing, but right now, just sing for all of us.
All right. Hold on. You got to tell him what I'm doing.
He's putting his toque on right now, so he's getting ready. Got to warm up the head, I guess.
Oh, wow. Ladies and gentlemen, the Wiener live.
All right. This here is Neil Diamond. Neil Diamond. I can't believe I'm doing this. Okay. Set, give me a key, Casey. You're going to go like, something like that. Okay. All right.
I think he's getting ready to dance, too.
Okay. Oh, this is going to suck.
Hurry up. I got to go do some Valentine shopping. Hurry up.
Okay. Where it began. I can't begin to knowin'.
I don't even know what song that is.
All right. Can I just do the chorus? Can I just go straight to the chorus?
Please.
Okay. Sweet Caroline.
Ba-ba-ba.
The times never seem so good. I've been inclined
you are not getting a ticket.
I never said I would, but I did it.
You gotta see the dance moves, Kev.
Well, I told you, I was telling them also. Wow. Also, when I go to break, I play songs, and the first song I'm playing here, it's from a hip hop album, and I was telling these guys I'm not cool enough to play it. I mean, what do I get, Coach? What do you give me at? What's the grade?
I hope you can get a few listings here, buddy.
Talking about my other job. Awesome. Kevin Hansen, Coach, let me ask you quickly here, is what we got you on the line. You got the playoffs starting this weekend. Trinity Western coming to Ward Gym. You guys ready?
I'm still getting over you, man.
Okay. We're cutting you off. Kevin Hansen. Answer, Coach, thanks for calling.
I think we're ready. Bye-bye.
Was I that bad? Just terrible, huh?
I don't even know if Paula could give you credit for that.
I thought I'd do okay because I did baseball for the UBC baseball team 1 year, and they did this thing called T-Bird Idol. And I did that song, Sweet Caroline. Obviously, I was... You know, more prepared. I don't know what it was.
Maybe you need a bigger crowd in front of you.
I think so. I rocked the bus.
There you go.
I rocked the bus. Basketball? Can we do it now?
Yeah, sure.
Please.
Well, we'll see you sing one day, Casey.
Okay.
Okay, UBC Thunder men's basketball. Guys, I just want to ask you, regular season now over, get into the playoffs, but... Casey, you know, you are a fifth-year guy. Senior night on the weekend. 20-3 regular season. You come in number 5 team in the country. You had 21 points, 5 assists, 4 rebounds, shot 85% from the free throw line. Good final regular season, Casey?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't try to put too much emphasis on the regular season. Mostly, I was looking forward to the playoffs. Really, the season's just beginning now, so I'm excited for the upcoming season.
And I just want to get into the weekend quick with you guys, and then we'll get into the big postseason matchup. On Friday night, Thompson Rivers, Coach, big win for you guys. You blew them out pretty good. But the first half, It was tight there for a while. What was going on in that one?
I think just the first half of the game was just a result of the way we practiced at the beginning of the week. We had so many guys that were sick with the flu and weren't at practice. We really couldn't do a whole lot of preparation for the weekend games, so I think we just saw a result of that.
And, Casey, anything said at halftime? Because, let's face it, you know, you finished at 20-3. Vic finished at 20-3. You get home court if you both win next weekend because you won the tiebreaker in the regular season. But if you had lost one of those games, you're going to Victoria next weekend. Yeah. What was said at halftime?
Well, we talked about that, but, I mean, we just had to give our heads a shake. We played probably the worst half of basketball we had all year.
Really?
So, yeah, I mean, we weren't taking care of the ball. And basically, we all looked at each other and we said, step up. You know, it's just, we know what we have to do is get it done and let's get on to the playoffs. So
you had a great second half, and then I think you had your biggest win of the season on Saturday night versus Fraser Valley. So happy with the way the last game and a half went on the weekend.
Yeah, I mean we were happy with the wins. We played fine on Saturday, and I mean, really, we just wanted those two wins, and we get ready for the playoffs. So.
And Casey, personally, you know, I'm at practice today. I'm looking at you, and I saw a little tape around your thumb.
Yeah.
What's the story there?
It was just last week, just banged it up a little bit, so just trying to prevent any further injury.
So it's on your shooting hand.
Yeah, I played with it this weekend too. So I mean, it's not that big of a deal. It should be fine for the weekend.
So okay. And coach, another one I got to ask you, and I'm sure you don't know the full extent of the injury right now, is at practice today, Cody Berg, one of your big men, who you will definitely need next week. Against Victoria, a little crash of the head there.
Yeah, he took a elbow in the head from Balraj, our red shirt, and had to go to the hospital for some stitches. But came back at the end of practice just to watch. But he'll be good to go tomorrow. So
he will be good. He's
fine. Don't anticipate any problems with that.
And any other injuries?
No, we're pretty healthy. The weekend was great because just playing two of the weaker teams in the league, we got a chance to basically get everybody involved in the game, and no one had to play heavy minutes. So the guys that did have some nagging injuries, like Casey, had a chance to heal up. So we should be healthy, 100% ready to go this weekend.
Trinity Western, the team you guys got to play. You had a war against them the very first game of the season. Triple overtime, 130-128. You took care of business pretty good both games here at UBC. Actually, the one game, kind of close. You won by 8 points. Casey, you were injured for that one. 9-14, Trinity Western. You guys are 20-3, but this is a team you do have to look out for, isn't it, Casey?
Well, I mean, they're really gonna run. We sort of know what to expect from them, and but I mean, we're fully confident. We don't really have any worries, but we just have to take care of, you know, their personnel basically. I mean, they don't run anything special. They just they've got guys that can shoot the ball, so we know what to expect, and I think we'll be ready for it.
And Brian Bamman, their leading scorer, averaged about 20 points per game. Is he healthy?
He played this past weekend, so he's good to go.
He's good to go. So how does it work, though, coach, trying to match up against this kind of team? I mean, you are the heavy favorites, but they got 11 players averaging 12 minutes or more per game this season. Everybody plays minutes. They're always running and gunning against you guys. How do you prepare for this?
We just prepare by mainly we just got to handle their pressure. But the biggest thing we're working on this week is just not turning the basketball over. Again, we'll go into the week worried more about ourselves, how we play, and not worry too much as what they're doing as opposed to what we're doing.
Fun to play this kind of game, Casey. Running and gunning pretty much the entire night, eh?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's fun. It is fun. We sort of know that we probably can't play that style too much further into the playoffs. So we're going to try to, you know, play our style as well. But at the same time, you're kind of forced to play that style when you play them just because it's almost easier. So.
And is it reminiscent sort of how you guys played last year a little bit?
I don't know if I'd say that. We didn't.
That style of play, no?
Yeah, offensively maybe. Yeah. Defensively, not so much.
Yeah, you'd like to hope not. They did give up the most points in the conference this season. They were the highest scoring team in the conference at 84.9. But they gave up more than that at 88.2, so you look to have a big weekend, eh?
Yeah, definitely. I don't think getting points up was going to be a problem this weekend at all.
So, and how's everybody playing right now, Coach? Who's firing on all cylinders for you guys right now?
After this weekend, the last couple weeks, Chris Dick has been really shooting the ball well. I think he's got his three-point percentage up to around 45% now. Bryson Cool has actually had back-to-back good games for us as well. So and now with Casey getting healthy, we should be firing on all cylinders this weekend.
And Casey, you're healthy. You got thumb, knee, ankle.
Yeah,
I got that all. Yeah. I got that all right.
Yeah. It's that time of the year, so I'll be as healthy as I'll be.
So you're going good though.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
You're going good, yeah. And you know you're obviously not going to look ahead to next weekend at all. Hey, you can't do that.
Never.
You like that answer, hey?
Love to hear that.
You like that answer. So UBC and Trinity Western getting it going this weekend. We are going to have both games on CITR Radio Friday and Saturday. Casey, I told Coach in practice today, I have, last week it was my Jerry Garcia week. I played Jerry Garcia. And Bob Weir, the guitarist from the Grateful Dead, is in town on Sunday. I have tickets. So I'm doing your games this weekend. So don't make me miss the concert.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
That's what I'm getting at here. I need a two-game series win here, Casey. Can you do that for me, Coach?
That's a plan going in. We don't really enjoy playing on Sundays unless it's for a national championship. So we're looking to take care of the series in two.
And Casey, personally, this is because I don't have a show next week.
Yeah.
I'm preempted next week. Personally, these are ideally going to be your last two home series at UBC. Is that creeping into your mind at all right now?
Not really. Should it be?
I don't think so.
Okay, then no. It's not. No, I mean, I'm just sort of enjoying it, having fun with it, and looking forward to just another weekend of basketball.
Right, and the other one with you guys in playoffs right now is last season, of course, the 20-0 regular season. This year, 20 wins and 3 losses, but you are not the Canada West favorite due to the rankings that I'm looking at right now. Mm-hmm. Brandon, 20-2, they're number 2. Has to irk you guys a bit that you, Vic, same record as you guys. You have this the head-to-head record. You have the head-to-head matchup. Vic, you won the head-to-head versus them. I got it out there. They're the number 4 team, and you guys are the number 5 team in the country. Is that motivation at all for you guys? Or?
I don't know. I mean, rankings are just rankings, really. Yeah. I mean, Brandon lost to Trinity this year, right? So, I mean, you can look at them however you want to, but I mean, ideally, it's whoever's number 1 at the end of the year, and I mean, realistically, we're hosting Victoria, so the fact that they're ranked ahead of us, I don't know if that makes sense, but
easier for you guys to get ready, Coach, with this not the big bullseye on your back like last year. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, maybe there's within, you know, people around the program. I don't think it really matters to us, but people outside always make a big deal about the rankings, and it'd be kind of nice to go into a series as maybe slight underdog for once. I think the last few years, it's always been we've been the team to beat, but. You know, where every team's rival, everybody gets up to play UBC, so there's not a real big difference.
And guys we got to watch on Trinity, tell us about this team, Casey.
Brian Bamman's playing, I mean, he's their go-to guy for sure. Luke Robinson, they're one of their guards. He's one of those guys that if he gets going, he can put up some numbers. And then, I mean, they've got a whole bunch of guys that sort of play similar roles, stationary three-point shooters, guys that penetrate. So really, they play a pretty well-rounded team. A pretty well-rounded team other than those couple guys I mentioned. So if we can keep those guys under wrap, keep guys out of the paint, as far as their penetration goes, I think we'll be great.
And that 130-128 game, very first game of the season against you guys had a big lead at one point in that game. They came back. What were they able to do against you guys that made that happen?
I think they made us turn the ball over. I mean that was the first game of the year. I don't exactly remember the stats, but that's sort of what they do. If they can get turnovers, then that's how they score, and that's when they get momentum, especially in their home gym. So
30 turnovers for you.
There you go. That's probably why.
30 turnovers. So you guys, I saw watching the practice today, Coach. You guys are working on the Trinity full court press. Is that what you're doing right now?
Yeah, we're working on what they like to do in the full court and what we have to do to break their pressure. And even we played them 2 weeks ago, we still turned the ball over way too many times. Our goal is just to keep our turnovers down. And if we do that and hit our free throws, we'll be fine.
Excited for this time of year, Casey?
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. This is what it's all about, right? So it's time to step up for everyone, so it'll be good.
Awesome. And Casey, Coach mentioned Chris Dick and Bryson Cool. Who are some of the guys you want me to look out for this weekend on UBC?
Those same guys. I think if we can get our starting lineup to really fire well together, then I think we're going to be great. And then, you know, I think everyone's sort of fitting into their roles right now, and I think we're looking good.
Awesome. Casey Archibald, Vern Knopp, guys, thanks so much for doing this. And was my singing that bad? Was I that bad?
Let's just say it wasn't that good.
I think I was. I
don't have a comment for that.
I will be going home. Have you ever watched American Idol?
I've watched it a little bit. I'm like you. I like watching the tryouts kind of thing. They're kind of funny.
That's what I said to myself, and I'm gonna watch tonight.
Once they get good, it's no point watching anymore. It's no fun. Oh. So,
Casey, you ever tuned into it?
I'm a Deal or No Deal kind of guy.
Oh
yeah.
No.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, that's my weakness.
Do you yell at the TV?
I do. I get right into it.
Yeah. Do you ever go like, and they pick it and they're wrong? You go like, no.
Oh, I'm on my knees. and screaming. So yeah, it's good.
That's almost. What's another show right now up there?
Best one out there right now is 24.
Well, that's a TV show.
That's
a
Prison
show.
Break. Come on.
I watch. You know what I like actually? King of Queens.
Mm. Yeah,
I like King of Queens. Mm-hmm. I can't watch these 1 hour shows anymore.
No,
you gotta commit.
Yeah,
you gotta commit. I can't do it. Yeah. I can't do it. I've never seen. I think I've seen 124.
Really?
Wow. I think I've seen 124.
You're missing out,
dude. I watch American Idol. Like, if I get into this stuff, like,
that
I'm
might be
done
your problem.
For.
That's
I'm,
why
I'm done for. Awesome, Vern Knopp, Casey Archibald, guys. Thanks a bunch, Casey.
Thank you.
Best of luck this
thanks
weekend,
for having us.
Coach. Of course. Okay, everybody, we're going to be right back. We're going to get into UBC Thunderbird women's basketball. Kate Haggerty
will be with us right after the break. You're listening to Wiener's Barbecue on 101.9 FM. Ho! Yeah.
They call me Lupe, I be your new day. They wanna smell like me, they want my bouquet. But they can't, they accent it like the UK. Turn that Uday, Lupe to Pepe, look you spray. Flagrantly fragrant and they can't escape it. My perfume pursued them everywhere that they went. You don't wanna lonely, my cologne alone. It's a little too strong for you to be putting on. Trust me, I say this justly. I went from musty to musky and y'all can't mush me. I warn y'all cornballs, I hush puppies. The swans in the pond called my duck ugly. But now they hug me because it's lovely. They love the aroma of the world. Got the shakers and the skaters and the players and the girls. Keep the fakers and the flakers and the haters in the twirl. You want the fever, ma? Hey, I guess.
Okay, everybody. Welcome back to Wiener's Barbecue. You're on 101.9 FM. I can't sing. It's just not one of those things I know how to do. I never said I could sing. But, I was hoping I could put on a little bit of a better performance than that. And as I mentioned, I will. I will at 8 o'clock tonight be tuning in to Fox and watching American Idol. I'm not proud of it. I'm not proud at all, but I will be watching American Idol. Okay, folks, I never got into what we're doing on the show today at the top there. You just heard Vern Knopp and Casey Archibald from the UBC Thunderbird men's basketball team. We're going to have Kate Haggerty on the show from the UBC Thunderbird women's basketball team in a moment right now. I caught up with Kate before the show. At about right after Kate, we're going to have Steve Ewan on from the Vancouver province. As we got a lot of UBC stuff to get into today, just a ton of UBC stuff. But we're going to have Steve Ewan on right after Kate, sort of. I'll see where we get Steve, actually. Steve will fit into the show at some point. We're going to talk, this is our non-UBC stuff today. We're going to talk about a little baseball, pitchers and catchers reporting today. And then at 5:15 today, we're going to have Jerry Festa on from the UBC Thunderbird men's hockey team, excuse me. Big weekend for them coming up at the University of Alberta. If they sweep, and they probably are going to have to sweep, at least get 3 points out of four, they will be hosting home ice advantage in the first round of the playoffs for the first time since 1971. And at 5:30, we're going to go to women's volleyball. They've got their playoff series tipping off, serving off. No, I'll ask her how you're supposed to pronounce it. Liz Cordonier from the UBC Thunderbird women's basketball team will be with us. Lots of UBC stuff today as playoffs is coming up soon. So we'll see how she goes. So that's the show today. Okay, folks, keeping her moving right now, we're going to get into UBC Thunderbird women's basketball, and this is some program that Coach Deb Huban is putting together right now. Two national championships in the last 3 years for this team, and they're going to set to defend their national title as they won it last year this weekend, as both them and the men are going to be getting their playoff series going. The UBC Thunderbird women will be taking on the University College of Fraser Valley. UBC played them 3 times this season, won 86-65 on the last game of the season here on the campus on Saturday night. Played them twice in November, won by 11 and 27 points respectively. I caught up with, just before the show, they can't come on live the ladies because they practiced during my show. So I caught up with her before the show. Kate Haggerty of the UBC Thunderbird women's basketball team. So here's my interview with Kate Haggerty. Okay, I'm here with Kate Haggerty, starting point guard for the UBC Thunderbird women's basketball team, getting set for what they hope will be a long playoff run. So, Kate, first off, let's just get into this weekend's matchup. You played this team on Saturday night. You beat them by 21 points in the last game of the regular season. University College of Fraser Valley. Did I get that right?
Yes, that's it.
It's hard to say, actually. University and college back-to-back doesn't make much sense to me personally. But, Kate, tell us about the matchup you guys have this weekend.
It's an exciting matchup. It was fun playing them on Saturday, and so we got a glimpse of them beforehand, which is nice. They're a very quick team. They always compete hard, so you know you're in for a battle no matter what. And especially with playoffs, like, you know they're gonna bring their A game, so you have to definitely be ready. And we can't look past this weekend at all.
And Fraser Valley 9-14 in the regular season, their first ever in CIS play. And they've won 8 of the last 13 CCAA championships. So the Cascades, this is a team that does have playoff experience, although just not at the CIS level.
Yeah, definitely. They had a very successful time at the college level and won a bunch of championships. So they're ready to go. They know what this is all about, and they'll come out hard for sure.
And you guys did have to sweep this weekend to clinch home court advantage next weekend, when it'll probably be, I'm assuming it will be, you guys and SFU, but obviously you didn't look past either team. A 21-point win on Saturday night, and I got to ask you this one, your biggest win of the year, obviously. One of the biggest wins you'll ever see in basketball, I'm sure. It's a big score, 84-32 over Thompson Rivers. Did you have to beat them by that much?
I think that was kind of a statement game for us. We'd coming off the loss against Saskatchewan, we had a few things that we really wanted to focus on in practice, and Deb pointed out some things that we really knew we had to fix before playoffs, and so we worked pretty hard on especially our defense that week in practice, and we basically just came out flying on Friday night. It was pretty fun, and I think we corrected a few things that we really needed to.
Because also in that game on Friday night, you had a great first quarter, but you actually, I think they even outscored you, or you outscored them by about 1 point in the second quarter, and then you just took off in the second half. Was anything said at halftime after maybe a somewhat sluggish second quarter for you guys?
We did kind of lull a little bit in the second quarter, and then halftime we got a break, and again, Deb just talked to us a bit at halftime about comparing the two quarters, and we wanted to come out firing again after halftime, and we were able to do that, and it carried on through the third and fourth quarters.
So, Kate, let's get into the playoff situation for you guys. If you win this series, you get to take on SFU next weekend. You lose this one, you're out. But, you know, two national championships in the last 3 years, if you can get 3 of 4, you know, that's quite the achievement here. You guys have to be thinking about that.
I think somewhere in the back of your mind it's there, but you really just have to focus on the process and not get ahead of yourself. I think that's the key. And I mean, in first year, we never really even thought about it, and it just all of a sudden happens, you know? And I think last year it was a lot of the same stuff. You just take each game one at a time, and hopefully before you know it, you're playing in that final game.
And, you know, obviously looking way ahead, but it is possible, I believe, with the way the Canada West the National Championship is set up this year, that you and SFU can actually meet in the finals this year. I believe that's how they're doing it. Do you think that's a good thing?
That would be great. I mean, SFU, they're definitely a huge rival, so it's cool if you can have that in the final, but that's way too far ahead to think about right now. So
get into that in about a month, eh?
Yeah.
Leave that for about a month.
Yeah.
So, and is what's your team thought? Are you guys just excited to get this playoffs going already, or what's the thought?
Yeah, playoffs, I mean, it takes it to a whole new level. It's kind of, Deb said it before, it's kind of like your second season, because you get your second win and everything just steps up a notch. And it's so exciting, and the atmosphere is really cool, and it's totally exciting to play.
And what's the key for UBC Thunderbird women's basketball? You know, you've only lost two games this year, but, you know, you did lose two games this year, and national championships, you're going to get to a point where one game and you're out. What do you guys have to avoid doing?
I think it basically is going to come down to our defense. Like, that's been the backbone of our success in our two championships. It's come on defense. So we have to make sure that we pay attention to that. We put all our efforts into that, and then just make sure that everybody feels like they're contributing. Everybody has their place on the team, has their role, and we all just really value that. And if we play as a team, I think we've got a good shot.
And you've got the three seniors on your team this weekend. It was senior day. Tell us about those players.
I could go on and on about them. All three of them are just absolutely amazing players. And what's even better is that they're amazing people. We've definitely formed a bond over the last 4 years for me, and it's pretty special. They're all incredibly unique, and this is their time to shine. So I know that they're just going to step up and lead this team.
And you're happy you've got the one more year after this?
Yeah, I'm happy I've got the one more. I'm not ready to go yet, so.
Awesome. Kate, thanks for doing this. Really do appreciate it. Kate Haggerty from the UBC Thunderbird women's basketball team. Get ready to play the playoffs. Get her going this weekend versus Fraser Valley Friday night at 6 p.m. The whole series will be broadcasted on CITR. Thanks, Kate.
Yeah, thank you.
So that was Kate Haggerty, and yeah, once again, that's our preview of the UBC Thunderbird basketball playoff weekend coming up Friday, Saturday, and hopefully not Sunday at the War Memorial Gymnasium. CITR will be broadcasting all of the men and all of the women's games. The women tip off at 6 o'clock on Friday, 6 o'clock on Saturday. The men scheduled to go at 8 p.m. each day. Okay, everybody, we're going to take a break. When I get back, Steve Ewan from the Vancouver province will be with us. You are listening to Wiener's Barbecue on 101.9 FM.
Well, I talked to weeping willow how to cry, and I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river, and I'm gonna sit right here until I die. I met her accidentally in St. Paul, Minnesota, and it tore me up every time I heard a drawl, southern drawl. And then I heard my dream went back downstream, cavorting in Davenport, and I followed you, big river, when you called. Me to St. Louis later on down the river. A freighter said she's been here, but she's gone, boy, she's gone. Found a trail in Memphis, but she just walked up the bluff. She raised a few eyebrows and went on down alone. Won't you fat it down by Baton Rouge, River Queen, roll it on. Take that woman on down to New Orleans, New Orleans. Go on, I've had my blues down in the gulf. She loves you, big river, more than me. Yes, I taught the weeping willow how to cry, 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 and I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river, and I'm gonna sit right here until I die.
Thank you very much.
Okay, buddy, welcome back to Wiener's Barbecue on 101.9 FM. Steve Ewan from the Vancouver province. Can't find him right now. We can't find him right now. Steve's always been great for us, so we'll just have to, you know, let him slide. Let him slide this particular time. Okay, folks, well, we'll try him a little later on in the show. Well, we're going to get into a little baseball talk right now, and then Jerry Festa from the UBC Thunderbird men's hockey team goaltender will be with us in about 15 minutes' time. And then about 15 minutes after that, so about 5:35, 5:40, we're going to have Liz Cordonnier from the UBC Thunderbird women's basketball team. She'll be stopping in to give us an interview. Okay, folks, well, we're going to get into some baseball talk right now. And, you know, pitchers and catchers reporting today. And the number one story out on Major League Baseball right now is, you know, on the ESPN website, I will say, is the fact that basically what's happened here is a federal court, the union is fighting it, whereas a federal court has, by a 2-1 decision, I don't, you know, so I guess they're saying they can do this, is what's happening right now is Major League Baseball has asked a federal appeals court, this is late Monday, so this is late yesterday, to revisit its December decision to allow investigators probing steroids in sports to use the names and urine samples of more than 100 players who tested positive for performance-enhancing drugs. Now, what this means is, A, my question is, are these names going to become public? These are 100 baseball players. And just to sort of put this into perspective, they got their names when they're trying to check out. I don't know if you guys remember this, if you've been following this at all. This is when they questioned Bonds. They questioned Sheffield, and they questioned Giambi. They wanted those three and seven others. They were investigating these guys in 2003. And now they have gone out. So I'm assuming that these three guys and seven others did test positive in 2003. This is the year. 2003 is the year when baseball said that the rule was if more than 5% of players test positive for steroids, we are going to implement a testing system for 2004. Okay, that's back then. Now, 100 players, I guess, this is the number I got, I guess did test positive. So, they're now going to go back there, and are we to assume that these three guys, Giambi admitted it, Bond said he used the cream, unknowingly that it had steroids, and Sheffield, we don't know, but and seven others. Okay, but now there's 90 others on top of those seven others, and you know they want the right to go investigate this, to use these people as part of their probe. Baseball is currently fighting this, but man, oh man, if 97, you're talking the three, Sheffield, Bonds, Giambi, maybe we're going to find out exactly what they did. Giambi admitted it, Bonds the cream. Sheffield, maybe we'll find out what happened with him. I don't know. And 97 others? Are we going to have 97 more names come public on us? That's something else. That's something, who knows? I mean, that's so many players. That's almost four teams worth that we could find out who did test positive for steroids. So, I don't know. Anyways, we'll see where this thing goes. It's currently in appeals, and who knows? It could take another 10 years to figure out what's going on here. But, that's what happened late on Monday. So, we'll find out where that goes. Well, pitchers and catchers do report to spring training today in Major League Baseball. And it's quite a cool day. Pitchers and catchers reporting for Major League Baseball. And, you know, the big story in baseball, the big guy reporting today, Daisuke Matsuzaka from the Boston Red Sox. Used to play in Japan last year. Red Sox paying $100 million for this guy. $50 million of it goes to his Japanese team, and $50 million of it goes to Matsuzaka. And I heard from a source that Major League Baseball, and this is what's mind-boggling, is the owners, they've paid out a ton of money here, this offseason. And I heard today, I was talking to a guy, and I heard today that he talked to a guy. I'm just telling you where that came from the commissioner's office, that yes, Major League Baseball are paying out all this money, but they're even raking in even more money than they're paying out. And it's mind-boggling that they're able to pay these $50 million contracts for really second to third rate pitchers. Ted Lilly of the Chicago Cubs getting $40 million a year. Gil Mesh of the Kansas City Royals getting $50 million a year. And it's quite something that these contracts are being handed out, and apparently they're still making tons of money. Wow. Wow. That is just, it's crazy. It's crazy. And apparently, where a ton of this money is coming from is apparently they've done great on their internet, MLB.com, people buying games to watch them on the internet. Basically, what you can do, I believe, is you can go on your laptop, you can order for, I don't know, 12 bucks a month, something like that, 15 bucks a month. You can order Major League Baseball, the Major League Baseball package. And I heard also you can then take your computer, plug it into your TV, and you can basically just watch the games like that. That's what I heard. I don't know how true that is, but I know for a fact you can buy these things online and just sign up for a package, and apparently they're making an absolute killing on that. And with Matsuzuka, Hideki Matsui, Ichiro, all these Japanese players coming over, they are in love with baseball in Japan. And, you know, with T-shirt sales, jersey sales in Japan of Major League Baseball paraphernalia, and maybe it's the TV money they're getting from Japan. I mean, you're talking the New York Yankees, a hugely popular team, I'm assuming, in Japan with Hideki Matsui. Taiwan, Qingming Wang, you know, there's a guy for the New York Yankees. Maybe that's another market they're busting into right now. So, you know, baseball, they're paying out the money, but apparently they're bringing in even more right now. So there you do have that one. But pitchers and catchers reporting today, and it's just a great day. You know, because baseball to me means summer, means the weather's getting good, and there you have it. So I like this year in Major League Baseball. You know, I always got to root for my Los Angeles Dodgers. And it's just, you know, it's starting to get time. I'm getting ready all for my baseball pool and all that kind of stuff. So we'll see where everything flies here. Pitchers and catchers starting to report. You know, football's over now. It's baseball season getting going. And we've got basketball playoffs here on UBC campus. And hockey's in full bloom. It's a good weekend right now. Good time for sports right now. Anyways, folks, we are going to take a break here. Another break here on Wiener's Barbecue, 101.9 FM. When I'm back, Jerry Festa from the UBC Thunderbird men's hockey team will be with us. We'll take a break. Be right back with one of the two goalies who starts for the UBC Thunderbird team. They're on one of those platoon bases right now, but we'll talk to Jerry Festa after the break. Wrong CD.
No shoes, ain't got no money, ain't got no class.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to Winner's Barbecue here on 101.9 FM, CITR Radio, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Hope everybody's having a lovely Tuesday afternoon as the weather's starting to get not bad out there. Anyways, with us on the line right now from the UBC Thunderbird men's hockey team, this guy's a goalie, currently leads the Canada West in goals against average, 2.55 goals against. He's got a record of 8-5. Jerry Festa from the UBC Thunderbird men's hockey team. Jerry, thanks for coming on the show today.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me, Daryl.
Perfect. Jerry, let's get into your weekend. You guys have some big games coming up here versus the University of Alberta. Going in there, this is the dynasty team you've got to go in, and you pretty much need, you got to assume, you're tied with Lethbridge right now for the final home ice playoff spot, and they have the tiebreaker. They play Calgary. You have to go into Alberta, and you're probably going to have to get 3 out of 4 points at least to get the home ice advantage spot. How are you guys feeling coming into what will be a tough weekend for you guys?
Well, you know, that's true. That's the reality, is they have the tiebreaker, and, you know, realistically, we could get 4 points out of Alberta and still not get the home ice. But, you know, we're confident. We've been playing really well of late. You know, we're probably one of the hotter teams in the league, and you know, Alberta's got that rep. They're a great team. They're excellent at home, but Lethbridge went in there and swept them, and you know, we're hoping Calgary will do us a favor and get a win or two off Lethbridge, and we'll go take care of our own business. But you know, regardless of the home ice, it's just we're just taking it one game at a time and trying to get hot and stay hot and peak at the right time here going into playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, you said it, Jerry. UBC, you might have to go in and sweep Alberta this weekend to have a chance. You did say that, but, you know, the fact of the matter is Lethbridge in this race for the home ice advantage spot in the first round did go into Alberta and sweep them a couple weeks ago. So if they did it, it's almost like you do have to do it also, isn't it?
That's true. I mean, you know, no one really expected that, I don't think, but you know, they've really improved over the year, and they're definitely one of the hottest teams in Canada West. So, you know, they know what's on the line as well going into Calgary, and we expect them to at least win one of those games. So, you know, it's you're right. They took 4 points off Alberta, and now, you know, we have to go and do the same thing.
Right, and you did play Lethbridge on the weekend, and a 6-2 loss to them on the Friday night. You came back, won in an overtime on the Saturday. You guys came back from a 2-0 deficit. Brad Zannon got the game-winning goal for you guys. You were in net for the Saturday night game. Happy with the way your team played on the weekend is my question, but the other one is, what went wrong on Friday night?
Well, I think, you know, when you're playing so well and you get on those winning streaks, sometimes you get content, and, you know, I think we let it slip a bit the week before in practice heading into the weekend, and, you know, it was definitely noticeable on Friday night. We really didn't show up to play, and, you know, any time we got back in the game, they would come down and score on us and you know, pull away again. So, I mean, it was just you know, I think we just kind of got too complacent and relaxed over the week, and, you know, it definitely cost us. But we bounced back the next night. We still probably didn't play our best hockey, but, you know, we got better as the game went on, and hung around, and then you know, caught a couple breaks and got the win in overtime. It's unfortunate that we let it get to overtime, because you know, obviously that point gives them the tiebreaker, but you know, we bounced back and we got a win, a much needed win, and you know, we're gonna have a hard week of practice and get back focused and go into Alberta with the mentality that we had you know, in the last few weeks.
Yeah, Jerry, obviously I didn't see the game. You outshot them 13-5 in the third period. You did get the tying goal from Kevin Seibel, but were you ever close? Were there ever some great chances to win that game on Saturday night in regulation?
You know, we got better as the game went on. I mean, I think the first period they outshot us pretty badly, and it kind of seemed like we just were carrying over our play from the night before, but you know, we went to the room, I think, down 1-0, and they came out and they scored right away to make it 2-0 early in the second. And then they had a couple more chances, and I think, you know, we kind of woke up, the bench kind of woke up, and they took a couple penalties. We started moving our feet and caused them to take some penalties, and our power play came through with a goal. And, you know, we had life. And then in the third, we came out and we took the play to them a little bit, but you know, we tied it, I think, about halfway through. And then after that, we had one or two good chances to win it. And their goalie made a couple saves. But, you know, they had some chances on our end, too. So, you know, it was a pretty even game. And, you know, we were happy to get the win in overtime. We knew, you know, we would have liked to obviously get it in regulation, but we're tied and we still have a chance. So.
Right. And Jerry, from a personal standpoint, is my understanding is, just from what I've seen here, is you and Francois Thuot sort of were sort of random who was going to be playing for the first part of the season and really all the way up, I'm guessing, till the Christmas break. And it seems like after the new year, it's been Francois on Friday, you on the Saturday. How's that worked out for you guys?
You know what? It's been good. It's been healthy competition, I think. You know, the first half it was kind of whoever was playing better was going to go in, and then you know, since Christmas we both stepped up our play, obviously, and we both want to be the guy. So you know, it's worked out well. We've both been winning hockey games of late, and I think we keep each other focused and keep each other you know, working hard day in and day out. Sometimes. Like last year, for instance, when I didn't really have someone pushing me for the ice time quite as much, there was times when I may have got you know, a little complacent in practice and let my guard down, and you know, it would result in a bad game or two. So I think it's worked out really well, and you know, he's a great goalie, and we learn things from each other and we push each other to be better.
Right, and Francois, I'm sorry, Jerry, excuse me there, Jerry. Jerry, any place, you know, say you guys are able to get the job done this weekend. UBC, of course, hasn't won or hosted a playoff series since 1971. That's the big stat there. But, you know, is there a place in Vancouver, if you guys are hosting, that you would like to play? Is it Minoru, for example?
You know, Minoru would be nice. We've practiced there all year. We're used to it. It's kind of become our home, and they treat us really well over there. But, you know what, anywhere close where we could get some fans out, and, you know, we obviously want to do it for each other and for the guys in the room. We want to clinch that home playoff berth, and for the alumni who have been waiting so long for it. But, you know, it would also be nice to get some home playoff games and see if we can't fill up the place with some rowdy students and, you know, scare Lethbridge off a little yeah. bit, or Calgary, whoever it may be.
Yeah, no, that would be great. And did you like playing at GM Place?
GM Place is great. I mean, obviously, NHL facility, and, you know, you can't ask for anything better than that. Maybe it would have been nice if there was 10 or 15,000 people yeah. in the place, but that's not going to happen. So, yeah, the guys love that. But I think to tell you the truth, in the playoffs, it would be better to have a smaller venue like Minoru, where we could, you know, get a couple thousand people in there, and it'd be a great atmosphere.
Yeah, no, and so best of luck this weekend there, Jerry. Going into Alberta, a very tough team. As Coach Dragicevic, I know you don't play for a couple days here, but has he told you what he's going to do with the goaltending this weekend?
I'm not sure yet. He usually saves it till practice at Thursday, but, you know, we'll just stay focused and be ready because... you know, I'm pretty sure we'll both be in the nets here, or whatever the case may be. He usually lets us know Thursday, so.
Keeps you on your toes, too, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. Jerry Festa from the UBC Thunder men's hockey team. Big series this weekend at the University of Alberta. Jerry, thanks for doing this, and best of luck in Edmonton.
Hey, thank you very much.
Okay, that was Jerry Festa, as I just said, from the UBC Thunderbird men's hockey team. And, you know, this is a team haven't won a playoff series since 1971. That's a long time, obviously. And they've got a big weekend coming up at the University of Alberta. They also haven't hosted a playoff series since 1971. They are currently tied with Lethbridge, who holds the tiebreaker in the Canada West Mountain Division for that last home ice playoff spot. Now, if UBC is able to take 3 points off of Alberta this weekend, they're going to need Lethbridge to have a split versus the UBC of the University of Calgary. Calgary's got 25 points, UBC 29, Lethbridge 29, and Alberta 40. So UBC tied with Lethbridge going into the weekend for the final playoff spot. Alberta's a team leading the conference with 40 points. They're the dynasty. Lethbridge has the home and goes into Calgary, I'm sorry, who has 25 points. So tough matchup there for UBC on the weekend, but that's what it's going to take to get home ice advantage. Okay, we're going to take another break here on Wiener's Barbecue. We'll be right back with, hopefully, Liz Cordonnier from the UBC Thunderbird women's volleyball team. We'll be right back in a moment.
Please now, please now, please now.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to Wieners Barbecue here on 101.9 FM, CIT Radio, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. With us in the studio right now, Liz Cordonnier from the UBC Thunderbird women's basketball team, a team that finished with a... What's up? Hold on, you talk here. What?
Volleyball team.
What did I say?
Basketball.
I'm sorry. Oh, you got to bring the microphone closer. Sorry.
All right.
You got to talk right into it.
Okay.
Right into it. Talk.
How's that?
Oh, you're dynamite.
All right.
You're dynamite. I said basketball, hey?
I'm sure you meant volleyball.
I did mean volleyball. From the UBC Thunderbird women's volleyball team, a team that finished with a record of 14-6 this year, but you ended the season winning 9 of your last 10, and at the very end of the season, you took 3 of 4 versus... They were each at the time ranked number 4 in the country, Alberta and Calgary, over the last 2 weekends of the season. So Liz Cordonnier with us right now. So Liz, you got the playoffs coming up this weekend. You guys are hot going into the playoffs.
Yeah, we are hot. We were just in Calgary, actually. That's where we're headed this weekend. We were in there two weeks ago and beat them both nights pretty handily. They didn't quite show up the way we had expected a number one team in our conference to do. So this weekend they're for sure going to try to bring more than they had before. And so we've got a little bit of nerves, but mostly we're just ready to make them bite it in their own gym again. So we're pretty excited.
And is this a UBC team? Was the thought process coming in? Because, you know, we talked about it. Your sister, Emily Cordonnier, used to help her on the show, a top volleyball player playing in France. Was this, you know, you guys have always been such a successful program and... Now, you know, was this sort of looked upon as a little bit of a rebuilding year for you guys coming into the season?
Yeah, I think we surprised a lot of people this year, which I knew we'd do, and I think our coach Doug sort of figured it out as well. But a lot of great individual players on our team, but our seven starters graduated last year, so we hadn't played together at all, and a lot of first-year starters this year, and we've just... since the start of the season have pulled it together and become a really great cohesive team.
Cohesive. Nice word.
Thanks.
And starting off the season though, you guys had a record of 5-4. Is that what I got down here? So, or yeah, 5-5 actually. I'm sorry. 5-5 to start the season. So somewhat of a difficult start for you guys.
Yeah. Well, like I said, we were pretty rocky to start with. Just started getting a feel of what lineups worked for us and what kind of team we wanted to be. And we played some tough teams at the start. And since then, we just haven't looked back and just we've been doing really well.
Cool. And this weekend, going into the University of Calgary, as you said, you beat them twice 2 weeks ago. Tough team, I take it. So what do you guys got to do this weekend?
We have to play steady volleyball, just like we did 2 weeks ago. Just really consistent, keeping our errors down and... putting the pressure on them so they make their own errors sort of thing, and lots of support because we have a lot of great players, but our strength is as a unit. Our team is just so great. We work together so well, so that's what's most important for us.
So what does that mean in volleyball, staying together as a unit?
Staying together as a unit, that means everybody makes mistakes, and you just have to let it go and play the next point because you can't blame somebody for something that happened. You just gotta, you know, encourage them, make them better, make yourself better, and play the next point.
So you never look at anybody and go... bad.
No, never
do that. And I see you are leading the team in kilts.
Well, yeah, I've had a good season so far. It's been lots of fun.
So you're the one who they set it up for you, and you go flying through the air and smash that ball.
Well, I'm a left side, along with my other starting left side, Stephanie Kurtz. We get a lot of the trouble play ball, so if the pass isn't there, then they put it out to us. So we get a lot of sets, and both of us have been doing a really good job of just putting them away this year.
Cool. And you got to do a lot of blocking at the net, I take it, too.
Yeah, left sides are notoriously bad blockers, but we've been working on it and getting better. And we had a college recruit, Marisa Field, in the middle of this year, and she's just been lighting it up, as well as our rookie, Jen Hines, and it's just been great. They've been doing a great job blocking, especially against Calgary last weekend.
Well, why is the left side where they put the notoriously bad blocker?
Well, that's just...
is it because people are right-handed and they sort of smash it across? Or
not so much. Left side ends up blocking the right side of the court. They don't get as many sets as the other two positions normally. And so we just don't get as many reps. And it's just, I mean, it's a generalization, but just that's how it goes.
Cool. So UBC, you know, this is a program, and I got to ask you, you guys have to still get over, unfortunately, a hump is always very close to winning a national championship and just have not been able to do that. I'm sorry to bring that up, but very tough for your sister, I'm sure, last season when they end the season. So how are you guys looking at that? Or is it a new team now and it's sort of, you know, that's what that team did and we're our own team now?
Absolutely. Like right from the start of the year, we're like, this is a brand new team. And seeing, we didn't really know what our expectations were going to be going into the second half of the season and the new term. But seeing the way our conference has opened up in terms of upsets and teams beating other teams, I mean, this is a year where any team could take nationals, and we're excited because we want a piece of it. So we're definitely, I mean, there's no expectation for us, there's no pressure, but it's within ourselves that we want to bring that forward and to see what we can do at nationals.
So how does it work? If you lose this weekend, you're out?
Yeah, if we lose this weekend, that's our first round of playoffs, and we're done. We're playing Calgary, who's hosting nationals, so they automatically get it.
They're in, yeah.
They're in. But
so how many teams from the Canada West make it to nationals?
Well, excluding Calgary now, there's three teams.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's going to be a great team that isn't going to make it to nationals, unfortunately, and that's either ourselves, Alberta, Trinity, Western, or Manitoba. Right. So we win this weekend, we're still going to have to play again to get into the top three spots, excluding Calgary. So,
right, so... Yeah. Ways to go.
Ways to go. A lot of work to do, but we're looking forward to it. Every game coming up is going to be the most important game of our season.
Cool. And I take it this is a very young UBC team, so looking good for the future.
Yeah, it's really exciting just to see how people stepped up this year. And we're like, we got a lot of years to go, and this team is just going to get more finely tuned, and it's very exciting.
So tell me some of the players, some of the stars on this UBC Thunderbird women's volleyball team.
Well, our setter is Carla Bradstock, and she's in her fourth year, and her experience is for sure one of the greatest assets that she brought to the team this year because she knows how it goes. She's set for, I don't know, I guess two or three national finals, and she's got the hustle like nobody else in our team does. And Steph is our fifth year left side, and again, great experience, just a great clutch player. She's such a force like on the left side. And some great college transfers. Jamie Broder plays right side, and Marisa Field in the middle, and just both great blocking strengths. And Jamie's a great utility player. She's good defense, good passing, all that. And our other middles are Danielle Peterson, who coming off an ankle injury.
Okay.
Doing a great job in the middle and right side when Doug feels compelled to switch it around a little bit. And we have a rookie this year in her first year. I think she's very surprised at how well she's doing. Her name is Jen Hines, and she's playing middle and just great job. She jumps like nobody I've ever seen. She can jump out of the gym. It's fabulous.
Volleyball players can jump high, can't they?
Yeah, it's pretty important.
And Coach, talk about your play personally. Liz, Coach, you know, was telling me as we were walking out of the gym together there how great of a season you've had. Were you, you know, he was just telling me you were standing right there. Were you, you know, has he been telling you that as the year's gone on? Or are you a little surprised that he said that? Or
No, Doug sort of gives credit to people. And it's very nice because this year I get a lot of, well, you're Emily's little sister. Like, are you going to be as good as Emily?
Even I asked you that.
I get that a lot. I don't know. I'm a different player than Emily, for sure. I spent the summer playing beach, and I came back in feeling a lot more athletic. I can jump higher, move faster, and, I've never had a chance to start before this year, and having so much fun, so that really helps. I've been putting balls away pretty well and playing pretty good defense and passing. So.
And your sister, tell us about your sister right now. Emily Cardone's helped me out with the show a lot last year. She's in France playing professionally now, living the life.
Yeah, she's in a little town called San Rafael, and she's got her pro contract over there in a nice little place in her standard car, which she had to learn how to drive because she did not know how to drive standard
with the. And it's on the left side, too, isn't it, the wheel? Or?
No, that's just an English. It's France. Oh. It's the same thing, but yeah. she's having a great time over there, and
living the pro life. So Liz Cordonier with us right now from the UBC Thunderbird women's volleyball team. Is there a team goal for this playoffs, or is it just sort of see what we can do, play our best?
The theme of this year has kind of been we've been exceeding our own expectations through and through. So I think a lot of people have. What we want to do is we want to peak when we get to nationals. We want to play the best volleyball we've played all year and see where that takes us. And as far as I'm concerned, if we play our best volleyball, then we'll have the national championship. So.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, it sounds very overconfident, but that's how I feel.
Well, best of luck. No, that's great. That's absolutely great. And I'm always fascinated with the beach volleyball scene.
Yes.
For where do you play? How does that work? Because you say, like, beach volleyball and, like, you know, they're public beaches. I just want to know how it all works.
Yeah, well, this is my first summer taking it seriously. I played with a second-year player on our team, Kate Isaac. And we started entering tournaments, and you can enter them there through Volleyball BC, and they run tournaments at Spanish Banks and Kits. They run leagues on Wednesday nights and whatnot. And you pay to enter the tournaments. We started off we didn't know what we were doing. It's a very hard sport to learn. It's a lot different than indoor.
So you play Kits and Spanish Banks.
Kits, yeah. And Spanish Banks. We train out at Spanish Banks, and we found a coach. And then we went to Nationals. And
the two of you did.
We did, and we won.
What?
We won Nationals this summer, which is really exciting.
What?
Yeah,
really?
For the 20 and under age group. But it was our first summer playing, and we just went out there and gave it everything, and just it's
you,
so much fun.
You were
fun.
19 last summer, so,
yeah,
so you can't play that again.
We can. Well, it's 20 and under, sort of.
Oh,
thing,
20
so,
and under.
Yeah. You can be 20 or 19 or 18.
So you had a coach, personally.
We had, yeah, she kind of found us, actually. Her name's Becky Rose, and she was number one in Canada for 5 years. I think at one point with her partner, she was 13th in the world. And she was so enthusiastic just to get back in the beach scene, and we didn't know what we were doing, so we're like, come and show us what we're doing. And just had so much fun. And
and you play barefoot?
Play barefoot, yeah. You know, little bikinis, which is, you gotta get used to. It's not that easy, but
why? What's the problem? Just wearing the.
What's the problem?
I don't
know. There's sand everywhere. That's the problem.
I guess it gets in your eyes.
Gets in your eyes. Gets in other places that normal shorts and t-shirts would probably cover. So
yeah, yeah, we're good.
That's as far as I'm going with that.
We're good. We're good. And they make you wear bikinis, don't they?
For the FIVB tour tournaments and for nationals, you do have to wear their sort of their sponsors.
Yeah, and a lot of people when they first did that weren't happy about it. That was like 6-7 years ago. Yeah. I think they started doing it. You have an opinion on that, or don't want to get into it, or
no? I'm just fine with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, I mean,
oh, you're cool.
Yeah, I'm happy with it.
You're good.
Yeah.
So beach volleyball though. So because I believe it was Ermia Russo. She was an old coach here at UBC. That name ring a bell?
Before my time.
She played beach volleyball. She was actually an announcer for the Olympics,
okay,
too. Yeah.
Yeah,
or Mia Russo. So, beach volleyball. So, is that something you're going to look into pursuing a little more here?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, beach careers sort of are at their peak when you're 28, 30 years old, sort of thing. It's not like you're going to get anywhere really when you're 20 years old, sort
right.
of thing. So I've got lots of time right now. It was such a great thing to do it competitively last summer, and I just love playing casually. So I'm sure in the future I'll be doing a lot more of it, though.
Do you have to play pro beach volleyball? Or what I mean is, where volleyball, you know, your sister's playing a pro league,
yeah,
in Europe, but are there less jobs for beach volleyball players?
No, they're not. And especially if you have Olympic prospects, it's a much better route to go in terms of you can control your own fate better than the indoor program where you have a team sort of thing. And there's a lot of great opportunities for travel, like spend a year or so training in Brazil.
Yeah, that's where it's biggest, isn't it?
Brazil is where they play all, like, the best players. If you want to play the best players in the world, you got to go to Brazil, sort of
right.
thing. So, yeah, it's a lot more your own way, sort of thing. When you're playing beach, you control your own fate because there's only the two of you, and you become a very special relationship with your partner.
Cool. Are you allowed to hit it off your foot?
Yes.
I thought so.
You can hit it off anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you good at that?
I don't practice that one.
I can just see that being up. Pow.
It happens every once in a while, or somebody's head, you know.
Well, the head, point. Head's, no, head's soccer.
Head soccer. No, usually when people get it off their head in volleyball, it's definitely accidental, and it usually hurts a lot more.
Yeah, volleyball, it's a much more physical game than people give it credit for.
I think so. I got bruises that I never got from playing basketball.
You ever taken a smash off the face?
Oh, yeah. I've had bloody noses, and I know a girl who got her retina detached for getting hit in the eye, sort of thing. And
ooh.
Yeah. No, it's frightening, these balls. I mean, you stand on the side of the court, and you sort of look at people hitting the balls. You're like, oh, that looks good. But when you're actually on the receiving end of one of those balls, it's kind of scary.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Is the beach volleyball the same as the...
It's a little bit bigger and a little bit heavier. And beach is it's a way different game than indoor. It's
more diving, I take it.
Well, yeah, it's a slower game. Like, indoor is so dynamic. You got your hard court, and you can jump higher and go faster. And beach, you're kind of running on the sand. You know what it's like running on the sand and jumping the sand. Believe me, it's just as hard.
I think it would be harder too. Jump on the sand.
Absolutely, yeah, it's so hard.
You can't get higher.
Yeah, it takes a lot of practice to sort of get your beach feet or whatever get in there. But it's loads of fun. You're outside. The people are so great. The friends you meet on the beach scene are just so much fun. You develop different muscles in indoor. You get especially your core and stuff like that.
Have you been told you're a better indoor or outdoor player?
Well, I've only played one season, seriously. Oh. Well, not even really that seriously, outdoor. I don't really know what
you've
kind of
done
player.
Pretty good, though.
Yeah, I've done okay.
You're off to a good start. Well, great. Liz Cordonia from the UBC Thunderbird women's volleyball team going into Calgary this weekend to start their playoff run. Hopefully, it'll be a long run for you guys. And what I'm asking people today, actually, is... I have my guests on the show here. Your favorite one-hour television show, because what I was saying, and I was with Casey Archibald and Vern Knopp from the UBC Thunderbird men's basketball team, and I was explaining to them how I'm becoming such a loser, such a loser in my older age here, that I'm excited, and I know I have a problem right now. I know this is bad, that at 8 o'clock tonight, I'm excited for it, I will be turning on Fox and watching American Idol. I will be doing it. I know it's bad, but I will be doing that tonight. Are you into American Idol at all?
The first few seasons were good.
I'm a late comer.
I'm not much of a TV watcher at all, but yeah, I do enjoy the kind of the reality stuff. I like So You Think You Can Dance, because the dancing was so good.
See, that's just as bad.
No, these people are really talented.
I guess so. What about Grease, the next one I want or something? Did you ever watch that?
No, I never watched that one.
I don't know. Casey was into Deal or No Deal.
Oh, yeah. I hate Howie Mandel, so I don't watch that one. But
he says he yells at the TV. Yeah. No, take the briefcase. 22.
I bet. That's pretty intense. Oh.
So can you dance? Are you a good dancer?
I like to dance a lot. I don't know if I'm a good dancer, but I definitely have fun when I'm on the dance floor. So I'm not a bad dancer. I'm okay.
I was doing the show talking about my American Idol thing I've got going on right now. It's bad, I know it. Because they did the first ones. I've watched every one pretty much. And this week, I don't know, I'm going to watch it. Yeah. I guess it's because... I now have nothing to do. My life is getting just more boring and more boring right now. But Kevin Hansen called me up in the middle of the show as I was talking about American Idol, and he had me sing. He had me sing, and I sang Sweet Caroline.
Nice.
By Neil Diamond. I sucked.
Okay. That's why you watch other people do it.
And you make fun of them. Exactly. And you make fun of them. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today, Liz Cordonier.
Absolutely.
From the UBC Thunderbird women's basketball team, volleyball team.
I'll forgive you just this once.
Thank you very much. That wasn't too bad, was it? That wasn't too bad. Anyways, once again, Liz and her teammates will be going into the University of Calgary this weekend to get their playoff series going, a team you beat already this year. So best of luck there.
Thanks a lot.
Awesome. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. Steve, we're actually out of time, but we'll see what we can do. Steve Ewan from the Vancouver province might be with us. You're listening to 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Are you head bopping to the beat?
Am I? Yes, I am.
are you raising your hands in the air?
And waving them like I just don't care? Oh, yes. Yes, I am.
Steve Ewan from the Vancouver province. And, Steve, what I'm asking people today is I've admitted that I have a problem, but I will be watching it at 8 o'clock. Maybe not, but I will probably. Is I am tuning on, Steve, and I've watched pretty much every episode. I will be at 8 o'clock watching American Idol tonight.
Oh, see, I can't say I've ever gotten into that.
No?
No, I that's one thing that's escaped me. And I am a white trash TV connoisseur. I am Survivor. I am Temptation Island. I am all those kind of fear, not so much Fear Factor, but you know, all those goofy kind of shows. So, but I've never got it into the Survivor.
What about American Idol? What about Eliminate?
Sorry, Eliminate, yes. Not American Idol. I remember when a certain prominent BC high school athlete who's gone on to be a UBC track star at one point, I believe he still is, was on Eliminate when he was still in high school.
Really? How did he do? Did he get eliminated?
He got eliminated. There was an ice skating portion and he couldn't ice skate.
And she dropped him, hey?
And he was punted.
What about Blind Date?
Blind Date, yes.
You'll watch that every once in a while?
I will watch the trampy girls of Blind Date. Yes, I will.
They are trappy. Awesome. Steve, pitchers and catchers reporting in Major League Baseball today.
Very excited to see how my buddy Greg Maddux does for my San Diego Padres.
Your fantasy baseball team. Now, Steve, there is something I want to bring up, and it's a whole can of worms, but I did talk about it earlier on today, is late Monday I found out, I didn't know this had actually happened, but Major League Baseball is appealing. The federal government has said that they are going to allow investigators to use the names of 100 baseball players who were tested for positive in steroids in 2003. This was sort of Major League Baseball's, we're going to test and see how many people are guilty. I mean, is this a story, Steve, we want to see go away? But, I mean, this is 100 players.
Yeah.
And my question is, I mean, are we going to find out who these 100 players are? That's 100. That's four teams worth.
I always wonder about these kind of surprise tests or these random tests. They never. I had a friend who was in track who was kind of a middle of the pecking order, and then she said she always seemed to get called and wondered if all the higher ups ever got called. So I think we'll find out, and I think we'll find there's nobody of any substance. There'll be a lot of people nobody's ever heard of.
100 guys, though, Steve.
I'm totally skeptical.
Right. Apparently, in the list, though, that this is where they got Jason Giambi, Gary Sheffield, and Barry Bonds. They were 7 of 10. They were 3 of 10 or something. I don't quite understand it. Do you know the whole story?
There's a lot of math, eh?
Yeah.
Math is hard.
Math is hard. That's why I have my 1981 Casio watch.
There you go.
Do you know it's water resistant?
There you go.
Thank you.
But I didn't know there was a difference between water-resistant and waterproof. Well, actually, I didn't know until it was too late, but that's a whole other story.
Steve, do we want to know who these 100 guys are, or do we not pay attention to the story?
I think we want to know. I think we need to really bust this out and show people that it's not a good thing. And you know, like we've talked about on the show a bunch of times, we don't really know what all this stuff does. We're still, you know, a generation away from really finding out what all these different substances, you know, including things like creatine, what they do to your body over a long-term kind of haul. So I think it's important to kind of out people and look at, you know, really put a stigma on doing drugs. And
right. Have you read the story? Do I have my facts straight? That's my question here. I'm sort of a little confused of the details.
I haven't read it.
Okay, well,
I've been too busy with my fantasy baseball, and I'm trying to take non-steroid guys, but it's hard.
Hold on, you did good. You got Greg Maddux. He has flabby arms.
Yes.
David Wells.
He's not on steroids.
He might be found guilty for other stuff.
Yes.
In the drug testing.
Won't be performance enhancing.
Won't be. It's the kind of stuff. Quite frankly, I don't think they should be suspended for that stuff. But
that's a whole other issue.
I don't think so, Steve.
I don't think you should be promoting that kind of stuff.
Okay, I'll tone it down here. We are a campus radio station.
Yes.
Who else did you get today? You got Hung Chi Cho from the Dodgers.
Yeah, sure. That sounds right.
And who's the other guy? You got Ty Wigginton. Ty Wigington.
From UBC assistant baseball coach Kevin Whiteley.
Oh, that's where you got it from. For J.J. Putz.
For J.J. Putz.
4-for-1, so you're happy with that acquisition.
I'm happy. I'm, hopefully Cav keeps his job and can continue to pay his fees to the UBC baseball pool.
Who are you looking to watch here? What are the stories to watch in spring training this year, you think, Steve?
Oh, I think the whole Japanese kind of contingent coming over and how they're going to do and whether we're getting another Ichiro or another Hideki Arabu, I think, that's key. And Randy Johnson, how is he going to do? Is he going to, that whole group of guys, that whole era of guys, whether they've still got some life left in them? And any of the young guys, the Ryan Howards and guys like that, can they come back and have another strong season? And what's going to happen with the Blue Jays?
Yeah.
We still kind of care about the Blue Jays here and whether they can make a run with the big budget teams.
Yeah, I mean, Toronto, the people I know live in Toronto, that they like the Blue Jays. They say they're trying. Mm-hmm. They say they've got a great hitting lineup, and they probably don't have the pitching, but they've got the great closer.
If A.J. Burnett ever pitches like A.J., Burnett can pitch or shows every once in a while he can pitch, I mean, he could be a very good guy, and Roy Halladay's still a stud. So they've got some guys there. I'm not a huge B.J. Ryan guy, so I wonder how long before he kind of...
blows out his arm?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear that. But Roy Halladay, A.J. Burnett, two injury-prone guys. I mean, Halladay's a guy who I think would be best off in a six-man rotation. Mm. But who is their three? They got Gustavo Chachin. Is he still in that?
He's still there.
He's no good, Steve.
He might be a bust.
Yeah. Who else they got?
He might be a bust.
Josh Towers? Is he still in that rotation?
I think he's still around. I think they picked up John Thompson.
Okay, there's a lot of...
classic journeyman guy.
Yeah, they need a lot to go right in that rotation.
Uh-huh.
A lot to go right. And, you mentioned the Japanese guys. There's Matsuzuka and what's the guy, Egawa on
that
the
That sounds
Yankees?
Right, and there's the third baseman in Tampa Bay.
And what do you think, can Roger Clemens please go away already, and where do you think he'll go or what'll happen with him this year?
Yeah, I'm caring less and less about him. I think his whole act is getting old with me, this whole comeback halfway through. And, I hear he's a good guy, and I hear he was real good. He's through his tours in the minors and was good. But I'm caring less and less about him.
Yeah, enough's enough.
And no,
already.
I didn't get him in my fantasy pool.
Yeah, and he'll be drafted in every pool, hey?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, he will. Awesome. Steve Ewan from the Vancouver
Thanks
Province.
Thanks for having me for this abbreviated
Thank you for helping out, Steve, as always. And you will not. What are you watching on TV tonight, then? Let's go through your schedule.
I don't know. Tuesday night's a big Dog the Bounty Hunter night for me. Talking about white trash TV.
Dog the Bounty Hunter. Because here's the problem. If you don't watch American Idol on Tuesday, the other stations, if their shows are any good, they're not going to put them on Tuesday.
No, because nobody wants to go up against the Idol. So.
Awesome.
That's kind of like, guys not wanting to go up against the Wiener's Barbecue.
It happens all the time.
I know radio stations don't put anything on, on Tuesday nights.
Steve, thanks a bunch.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, that is it for me. Mike with Flex Your Head coming up right now. I'd like to thank all my guests for the radio show today. Casey Archibald, Vern Knopp from the UBC Thunderbird men's basketball team, and Kevin Hansen, the coach called up, had me sing a little Sweet Caroline. Like to thank Jerry Festa from the UBC Thunderbird men's hockey team, Liz Cordonier from the UBC Thunderbird women's volleyball team, and, of course, my main man, Steve Ewan. Mike, because I'm watching American Idol tonight.
Yep.
I'm watching American Idol, and I've watched everyone so far this season, and I could see it happening to me. I could be one of those people. I'm going to do it this year. I'm going to watch Idol. I'm going to be one of those guys.
Have you ever watched it before?
Well, I have. I've never really watched the beginning, and... couple of years I got, like last year I got into the end, and I think there was another year I got into the end. So 2 years I sort of got into it. Like the first year I don't think I watched any. I think 2 years ago I didn't watch any. So, but this year I've watched all the openers as much as I've been able to. And last night, I'm flicking around seeing what's on today, and I see, I'm like, sweet, Idol's on tomorrow. So I know that's bad.
It is bad.
I know that's bad.
I'm not a fan of that show.
No, you shouldn't be.
No, if you listen to the show following right now, the Flex Your Head show, you'll understand why we don't
support that. I hear that. But the thing is, the tryouts are funny.
Those are the good ones.
Yeah.
Where you see them get humiliated.
38. Yeah, and I'm thinking today is also still some kind of tryouts.
Those are the ones you could watch.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see what happens. Anyways, I suck. Anyways, thanks for listening to the show. Mike, how's Eric anyways? I got to ask. Eric's good? Sweet. Mike with Flex Your Head coming up right after me. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, everybody.